This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends. Or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
You can tell when white people make the chicken and Chick-fil-A.
How? That shit get on my nerves. Cause it don't be fried hard. That shit be like, see, you like a motherfucker.
This type of shit happens on, every day.
I want Anthony on the team, man. Y'all tripping, man.
They niggas listen to all music the same way. Look at me so much. Niggas listen to Biggie. That's hell of fun. That's crazy.
I was just telling him, I moved to LA in January. That shit different. Cali niggas is different. No, Cali bitches is different.
They is.
They gangbang.
What's different about them though?
They gangbang like niggas.
Oh, that's some LA shit though. They don't gangbang in the Bay.
Oh.
That's different.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They get even prettier in the Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bay bitch give you some money. That's what I'm
talking about. Y'all niggas a pimp.
Huh?
Try that shit down here in Atlanta.
Yeah, nah, it ain't been working for me. I
know.
Don't like it.
You don't like what?
They ain't trying to give me no money.
Panhandle.
That's what it is, huh? Hey, you know what I'm saying, me?
My begging ain't working down here.
Yeah, feel free to invest in me, man. They ain't trying to invest in me to see the best of me, man.
Nah. I've got some game for you, young nigga.
What?
If you look like you need it, you'll never get it.
Well, I need it because I damn sure look like
I need
it.
Nah, you better stop looking like it then.
I ain't have no clothes.
What? We be fine. Look like you don't need it? You gotta look like you don't need
you gotta
it.
That way, you gotta fake it till you make it back. That's what you're saying. How you gonna fake it till you make it?
See, I'm coming through this motherfucker trying to look saucy. That's why they ain't gonna give me nothing. I gotta come. Okay.
So they can't see through that, though. That's what you're saying? They can't see through the...
faking?
Oh, I don't know. Women out here fuck around car. Y'all ass a fuck.
It's just like
dressed up though.
It's just like this, right?
You feel me?
It's just like you can fake. You can fake be happy, right? And your brain won't know the difference in you faking happy and being happy. Yeah. It's all in about how they perceive that shit. But you know, the trick to getting anything from anybody is that
you stand on that.
You don't have to like you have to appeal to their need to want to help
you. I try.
Don't nobody wanna just be like,
I just try to get some.
Ain't nobody a fool, not unless you get a straight
mark or something. I don't want you to be racist.
We're just gonna give you something.
You feel me? No, if you see, like me, study, you
like, women will give you shit if they believe that it ain't just transactional. It's gotta be a bigger goal.
I mean, the goal is...
That's why pimp shit that's why the pimp shit works so
not
good.
Because
you literally gonna sell her a dream and make her believe that you and her and the rest of these motherfuckers, one day y'all gonna take over the world.
Yeah.
So it ain't like, bitch, I need some money tonight.
You know that.
I need some money forever. We ain't there yet.
Yeah.
We're close, but we ain't there. We need a little bit more.
Sell a little bit more ass, and then we gonna take over the world.
Oh, we're going to Vegas, bitch. We can take one day off, but we gotta come right back. We gotta get back to...
Whole
it's
sad
game.
For real.
That is game.
Nobody need niggas like us in their life to let them know it's bigger. Yeah.
Cause she was just saying people don't want to move out of like move the out of the ghetto. Like,
oh yeah, for
there's
sure.
There's people that literally don't want to.
Like, you think it's like that to this day? I feel like everybody want to go somewhere.
No, they
like
don't.
That. Mentally, people want to go somewhere.
No, they don't. Some people are scared.
Oh.
This is all I know. Why would I go somewhere else? I don't want to be around people that I ain't been around.
They
nah, this I know this. This is where I'm from.
But they feel like they got to start over.
Yeah, comfort zone. You got to get out your comfort zone.
Facts.
But I feel like generally money, everybody is scared to get out their comfort zone in general, whether it's the hood, whether it's whatever you're doing. People are generally scared to get out their comfort zone.
Not me.
But
I let a motherfucker know they who I am.
Okay, no.
That's how you can't fail.
Now no, do you grow?
I'm saying like when you was younger though, like there's been fears that you had because it was out your comfort zone, even if it was subconscious.
Not really, like I thought I wanted to skydive until I realized, nigga, you stupid thinking that you want to skydive. Crazy,
you
crazy.
Wouldn't skydive? No, I wouldn't never skydive.
I thought that was only some white people shit. I don't think no nigga want to skydive.
What nigga skydive?
This boy got some of that goddamn bitch.
It's on camera. It's a nigga on camera on YouTube skydiving.
God, I don't think you recorded, YouTube black man skydiving, you're gonna see it.
Yeah.
Cause fuck one of them cigars off the cartoon that explode. Goddamn.
Yeah, they
tripping though.
I would never
What made you change your mind?
When I got older and realized I'm tripping.
I don't think you tripping though.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Like
I wouldn't, because I don't like...
You don't like heights?
Being... I'm not going to say that. I'm from New York, so I got to word it right. I don't like being high and then going down.
Bum ass nigga!
You
Why
sound,
you scared?
You sound crazy.
Why you scared?
You scared!
Who?
You!
You crazy! You got a roller coaster.
No, no.
That's on the ground.
All right, hold on. I'll do roller coasters, but it got to be shorter than 300 feet, though, the drop.
How do you nigga. Know? You can eyeball 300
no,
feet?
No,
everything. She has a amusement park. Oh, that
no,
ain't...
No, no.
Yeah, that's over 300 feet.
Nah, I said you can't tell, though, low key.
No, you can't.
My eyeball is 300 feet.
I can.
Hell no. Nah.
No, you don't be lying.
That's the far feet you go there. You're like, hey, this shit 800. Got a tricky.
They like, thank you, Veronica. No. The kill machine.
The kill machine.
I would know that before you get on every roller coaster, they have the stats.
So you are
like before the line.
So you're octet.
Yep.
You ain't no octet.
Yes, I am.
They be lying.
Yes,
to you.
I am.
No, you're not.
It say the tallest drop is 306 feet. I'm not getting on it.
They say that on the thing.
They say tallest drop.
They say that because they want you to get on them.
And they ain't getting me.
What if we like it's 299, but you go on there
be
like 506.
Then I'm suing.
You don't know
and
that.
And I can't sue.
Niggas be mad about how to sue. I'm tired of black people saying they gon' sue.
What you mean?
And they ain't sued nobody yet.
Cause they ain't found no lawyer.
You already broke the law before you sue. Like, you done hit a nigga, now you wanna
sue. So you trying to sue.
You get a good lawyer.
Fish flag for 200.
You get a good lawyer.
I should've went to law school.
You, I called him.
Bro, he's a reverend and a lawyer.
You could be a comedian, you could be a lawyer. I realized that.
I don't think you want to be no lawyer.
What you say?
I think if you can be a comedian, you can be a lawyer.
Cause you good at.
Cause all you gotta do is believe in what you believe in, stand on what you stand on. Public speaking, that motherfucker.
Man, the jury gonna be looking at your ass.
But you can still sound stupid as hell though.
I realize I'll be watching them shows.
Nah,
shit.
I'm like, don't co-sign that.
It's just like
don't co-sign that. Don't
see, this is the
thing. I can be a lawyer.
Nigga, I can be a lawyer, nigga.
See, the thing about being a good lawyer, it's not about your fucking shit in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. It's all about the network. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you cool with the lawyers, like the judge and the prosecutors, and then it's like y'all got a good working relationship, all that shit that happened in the courtroom is just a show.
That shit sounds like somebody playing. See, he's
the real that. Business be handled in the back room when they be like, I need the lawyers in my chamber. Y'all stop acting a goddamn fool out here, okay? We already know this fucked up. Right. Don't go back out here talking all that shit where you went to school at. Go, and then they be like, all right.
My lawyer, UDA was fucking, I can tell.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, see, I already got your ass out.
By the way she was looking, yep. And he was looking, and he looked at her, I was like, I looked at that bitch. I said, oh, y'all, I fucking... Oh, you with this nigga.
They eat lunch and shit together.
It's a lose-lose.
Nigga, I have all women on my team, nigga. Walk in there, suited up, you understand me?
You ain't finna get shit done.
No, we gonna win.
Here think he James
no, you
Brown.
Not.
He done walked in and think he James Brown.
No, you
suited
not.
Up with eight bitches.
No, walking that motherfucker, man. Smelling good, looking good.
See, that's
don't the, let the motherfucker.
That's when you gotta use America's racism to your advantage.
Hello?
When you go to court and shit like that, that's when you gotta use the American racism to your advantage. I'm not going to court unless my lawyer is a white man. Or a Jewish man.
Jewish more than white.
If I'm down south, I need a white boy. I don't fuck all that. I'm not taking no chance.
You don't want a nigga with the list?
No, I don't want a nigga nothing in court.
Let me defend you in this
court. Man, I went to court me. With a nigga lawyer one time. The judge damn near told him, shut up. He said it in the nicest, professionalist way he could say, but basically he said, man, shut up. I said, never again, not in Georgia. White man.
I ain't gonna lie, but Puffy Filler, man, you...
I know, dude, they come up on some little change, more than what they get. Hey, boy, I got you 15 on it. He gonna be like, I'm gonna beat that bitch in 5 minutes. I'm gonna go over there and talk to the folks. That cause he the public defender. That money, that money don't need that, dude. That's how you win over with the public defender. When you pay that money, they'll get definitely do that. I could just be like, I'm finna be a public defender today.
Pull that public defender to the side, like, ain't you hollering?
No, you know what I'm saying? You have to be qualified.
Just try to see if I can get a bit of work.
I got a qualified public defender.
Let me try this shit today. That shit you said, don't play. I got a qualified public defender. Pay that motherfucker some money.
I be like, nigga, you was gonna do the time anyway, nigga. Don't blame me.
Traffic ticket. You know what I'm saying, bro? We need to take this shit to trial.
Oh, shit.
He did that shit. You give that public defender some money, he could definitely beat that case.
Hey, I done
cause he already done took all the worst cases, so everybody owe this nigga 100 favors.
Oh, what?
You fuck around and give him that little 500,000, he call one of them bitches in and be like, look, can't get it thrown now. I can get you probation. Yeah.
He gonna get you the bullshit probation, though, but hey, he gonna let you know, just pay the probation. They ain't gonna call you. You just gotta pay. You ain't even got a report. You like, you sure?
Once they investigate the probation shit in Georgia, they gonna shut all this shit down. What probation's so fucked up in Georgia.
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Wait, what you mean?
This shit been crazy.
It's fucked up.
I was in it when I was a young nigga. I'm talking about failing in probation.
I'm
gonna
tell you how bad the probation is in Georgia. When you go to the probation office, and you know that bitch that they put on?
Yeah, the long bitch.
Motherfucker, for when you about to go to jail, that bitch fool.
Bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know probation fucked up. Because you will walk in for your appointment, you will hear a nigga back there and say, man, fuck this shit. Send me to jail. That's how you know. No Them cap. Niggas at the probation office will make your life hell, my man.
Damn.
I'm ready to go. No.
Man, when them people go in there, they be like, yeah, I need to go out of town, family emergency. They be like, no. Man, fuck this shit. I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
Now you
can't
go,
Mr. Johnson.
Oh, what? I love when you go in there and they, that day where they send the motherfuckers to jail and they don't know they're going, they be like, yeah, just wait right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they don't know. You ever had bench duty? Bench duty is when you got to go to your probation office and sit for 9 hours.
Nah, I ain't never had no shit like that.
No cap.
Where you sitting at?
Nigga, in there and watching other people go see their probation office.
That's probably entertaining.
No, I mean, it was as a young nigga, yeah. But it was like, bruh, I could be at school.
That's punishment?
It was a part of the felony
nigga
probation.
Nigga put a nigga in jail for nigga want to be in school.
That's like solitary confinement.
Like, you literally got to sit right
that's
there.
That's crazy.
You got to eat at like in like 4 hours, and you just watching other motherfuckers come in and go to their probation office.
Hey.
Oh,
damn. Like the craziest shit, though.
You was a motherfucker like a security guard at Walgreens or something.
That's when I realized a lot of people.
She was a probation officer, right? Nicest girl you'll ever meet.
I used to want to be a probation
officer. And then I saw her ass at work one day.
Mm-hmm. I was a dispatcher, like, remember?
You was a dispatcher?
Your ass mean than a motherfucker. I would hate you to see you on probation. Yeah. You imagine going to the probation officer and your fucking probation officer, lady, got a big ass 4'5 on out here.
Would you go to jail for fucking your probation?
I don't want to go to jail for nothing, Louis.
Yeah, right?
Jodie! So, told her you was on handcuffs.
So then what's the problem then?
She used to be a dispatcher.
Is you
for which one? The ambulance?
911.
I know. I'm saying for like
911.
Which,
when you call 911? 911. Oh, police, fire, medical.
So you the one that got to send them out.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got the button. Like, which one you need?
Tell him.
That's literally the ambulance.
With the pepper, please.
Hey, you can't make a mistake doing that. Nigga fuck around sending the firefighters and somebody ask for the police.
Bro, don't you know
that? I'll be like, bro, I thought they asked for the fire truck.
That's not how it works.
Oh, every time?
Oh, look. Oh, look.
Every time?
Every time.
That's not every day we get this shit.
Every time.
Do you know why? Because they're so on hand. Like, it's less fires than ambulance or police.
Well, what the fuck a fire truck gonna do when niggas start shooting?
If it's an emergency?
If niggas bust right now, what that big ass fire truck gonna do?
They gonna pull up and block that bitch out like,
these niggas ignorant, man. They ass dumb as hell.
Firefighters. They gonna block the street out. They can't drive them.
Nigga pull out the water hose.
Hey, y'all stop that too.
Listen, bro. The firefighters
are also medically trained.
Yes, they come first.
So if your ass gets shot, you want the fucking fire truck to get there. Because they gonna get there before the fucking ambulance anyway.
They get there all the time.
They just sitting there waiting for a nigga to get shot.
All over the goddamn city. No, they not waiting for that shit.
Right now.
I used to be a firefighter. Yeah. They don't want to do a fucking thing. They hate it. Every time we hear that motherfucking call, we be like,
damn.
Stupid motherfucker. Why is his ass stuck in the swimming pool pump?
Swimming pool?
No, for real.
It be shit like that.
In the swimming pool. So you had to pull out
Yeah, we got an emergency. What happened? It's a man stuck in the pool. Why don't he just get out of the pool?
Maybe.
Well, his ass is stuck to the swimming pool pump. How the fuck does this shit happen, bro?
The niggas, them calls be crazy.
Crazy,
like,
man.
Why would do that? Why would you do that? They be lying.
So what's the craziest call that you ever got?
Oh, look, do you know this shit?
Crazy calls.
That if you drop a baby off at the fire department, they gotta keep it.
I heard that's a myth.
No, it depends on the state.
Oh, you know what else is a myth?
That's not a bad thing.
You know how they say you gotta wait 48 hours before you report somebody missing?
Right.
It's a lie.
They just want them. They don't really want the nigga to be missing.
If you
gotta wait 48 hours, you
want to
make sure.
I know, right?
If you come back,
yo, because a nigga do panic.
I thought it was 24.
Great America. No.
If you leave this building right now and you go missing for 10 minutes and I feel like you're missing, I could call 911 and say, yo, Carlos is missing. And they're going to have to put that in.
And they're going
to
be like,
I have to put that in.
Has he been missing for 48 hours? They're going
to
be like,
no, you don't ask that. You don't
call back, nigga.
Now you can't do that. But how am I to say, oh, they got to be missing 48 hours? What? No, you can report the missing in 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Like you go to the police station and
because think about it.
Missing.
Let's say you go to the park.
We're not going outside looking for this nigga.
Hold on. Let me hear your 911 voice.
Let's say you. It depends. I used to break.
She said.
I used to break overnight, so.
You get excited when that motherfucker ring.
She said, what's your police?
Hello?
911. I want to hear all the trauma.
What's your 911 voice?
Nah. It's just.
Let me hear tragedy.
It's just New York City 911. What's your emergency?
Oh, you sound like you don't give
you
a fuck.
You said what?
She sounded irritated. Okay, it's New York, nigga. What you want?
What's your emergency?
No, they shooting outside, dead ass.
You lying, my nigga.
You mad, wild, and chill,
you lying, my nigga. Let me hear it.
Sound like a deuce, B. Get the fuck out of here. You mad corny.
Yo, where you at?
Yo,
my cousin live on that block, my nigga. You good.
So listen. So somebody call you right now. 911. Hello?
Wait, are you me or
are
you? No, nigga,
I'm gone.
You 911? That nigga said 911.
Hello, bro, I must have got the...
Hello, 911, hello, they got bad.
Got the blood too close to it.
911 said it's about to be super strong.
So I'm 911.
Yeah. All
right, 911, what's your emergency?
It's a lot going on, I need you to get him now.
Where are you?
I don't know. Track my phone. What my phone say?
Oh, that's another thing, it don't work like that.
No, nigga. Wow. So how the fuck is y'all gonna
be at? So rude. The phone pings off the closest, like,
tower,
right? That don't give you the exact spot.
Mm. Understood.
So,
when New York, they just implemented something probably like 3-4 years ago where like if I put the phone number in, then it could ping your direct.
How?
But literally like, you just put the phone
just with better technology?
It's off like, yeah, but yeah. That just happened. But at the same time, let's say we in this building. You don't know where in this building that you at.
Mm-hmm.
If I live in a 12-floor complex, I don't know where you at still. So y'all gotta know where y'all at.
Have you ever had to like, talk somebody through like a situation, yeah. Like somebody in the closet,
okay,
and you like, got an officer coming, nigga, do I've not say nothing.
I've never had that. I worked there for like 2 years. I'm pretty sure people that work there longer have had more calls than me. Mm-hmm. I will say I've had to talk people out of suicide.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, we got a clap for that.
That's good.
And yeah, you gotta be real empathetic a lot of times. Like, really, what's going to push them to the
edge?
Like, a lot of people be saying, well, if you call 911,
you ain't really suicidal. Yeah. And sometimes just need somebody to talk to.
Right. You stay on the phone.
You stay on the phone with them until the ambulance get there. You can hear the ambulance knock, and then you get off the phone. I remember when I started working through the pandemic, and y'all remember when niggas was looting?
Right.
They was wilding.
Right.
And somebody called me, and he was like, I need the police. I was like, where are you? He was like, I don't know, I'm on 265th and Main Street. So I just put the cross streets. He was like, they just shot my brother in the head. And he's whispering, he's like, I'm going in the backyard and I think they after me. And this was like probably like my first weekend working. Mm. I'm like, yo, like you get trained for it with New York, you get trained for like 3-4 months for real. So you kind of get prepared, but to actually have it.
The real
and then
thing.
I had it my first weekend,
right.
I'm like.
You scared your dad.
Yo,
self.
But you, right. you can't be scared.
Imagine
you calling 911 and a person's scared.
I'm the type of nigga, you be like, you had to FaceTime me, bro. I don't know what you got going on. FaceTime me so I can walk you through that motherfucker.
Nah, so I'm like,
gonna FaceTime you.
I'm just saying they had to update that shit for a nigga.
What are you whispering? Because niggas
gone. FaceTime don't say nothing. Then show me what's going on so I can walk you through that motherfucker.
Hold up. He don't need jail help. He needs you to go tell.
Yeah, we just the dispatcher. You ain't go through.
I know, right?
Hey, don't knock on the door and ask them folks what to do.
I'm be asking questions while they ask me questions. You ain't got no gun.
This is crazy.
What
school did you go to?
Lewis High.
Nah, Lewis High?
Yep.
Woo, sound like that shit, bro.
That nigga was high.
Yeah. Lewis High.
Didn't learn shit.
He said he probably go to like the ninth grade. He wanted them to school that go to ninth.
A little bit ass.
Alternative.
That nigga was like, that shit go to 9.5. Okay, you
know, but nah, he was like, yeah, they just shot my brother in the head, and I don't know if he's alive, and now they after me. And then I literally froze. Because it's like, I have the police on the way, but right. It's looting going on.
But how quick did you like have to like?
Oh, he hung up. A lot of times they hung up. A lot of times they tell you what's going on, they hang up. And you kind of don't really know what happens after that. Unless you check.
Damn.
Like, you check.
Have you ever thought about somebody like, damn, I wonder if this person survived.
It was a little girl. It was a little girl in the Bronx. By the way, the Bronx is the worst borough. Like, they are the worst.
Uh-huh.
The worst, by far. And it was a drive-by, and the lady called screaming, like, excruciating, like, oh, my God, oh, my God. But they're not saying nothing. So it's your job to calm them down because I need to help you, but you can't be rude and be like, man, I'm going to need you to shut the hell up. Like, you can't do that. So at this point, you want to get what's important. Where are you? What's the emergency? Because once you tell me where you are, I know where to send them. Where you are is the number one, though.
Right.
Where you are is number one because if I know what's the emergency, but I don't know where you at, it don't help me.
Yeah.
So I'd rather you, if you call 911 and you can't stay on the phone, just tell me where you at and hang up. That's gonna help me more than telling me what the situation is. If you had a choice, right? Because I'm gonna send somebody, I'm gonna send the police. Feel me? Then they'll figure it out. But so she called, she was like, they just shot my baby. I'm like, oh, where are you? She knew where she was at. You immediately send the police, you immediately send the ambulance, then you connect her to the ambulance, and she's like, literally like, just uncontrollable. And I'm like, help us on the way, she hung up. Calls like that, you kinda wanna stay on it and look at it and what's going on. And again, I worked overnight, so a lot of times when I was leaving work 7 a.m, I would see the stories on the news. Mm-hmm. And the baby lived. The daughter, the girl
that's
lived.
Good.
Yeah, she was like 3. But it was really fucking sad. Like, that was a call. Like, they let you, if you get a crazy call, they let you take a little 5-minute break to recoup.
That ain't enough.
It really isn't.
That ain't no goddamn enough.
It really isn't.
Mm-hmm. Shit, I'd be out there hitting the blunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if that lady gave birth to that baby she called me about.
Yep. You stay on the line for them to have the baby. You stay on the line when they be like, oh, my father, he's dead. And they be like, well, it's kind of weird, but you got to say, well, how do you know that? And they'll be like, listen, he's blue in the face. You connect them to EMS. They tell them if they want to do CPR. You stay on the phone when I do a CPR. But yeah, like, but when you work for it, it's like you become numb to it. Like, a lot of times you don't have to take a break. I done got so many calls and people got shot.
And I would tell them, I need my breaks in consecutive. I want tomorrow break and the day after tomorrow break together.
You want to put them all together?
You can 25 minutes. I need 25 minutes right now.
Nah, you can take breaks after certain calls, but it's really not often that you get calls like
it's
that.
Somebody, when you go and break somebody else on a call, right?
Oh, well,
what about somebody?
We have a lot of it's a call center, so we have a lot of dispatches. So it's not like you leaving changes anything. Like,
but that's crazy. That's like, you in the building, and it's a lot of conversations going on.
Yes, it is.
How can I help you? Where you at? Where you at?
Ever called 911? Can I be in a room by myself? And they didn't answer?
Yes, it happens. And I didn't know that until I started working.
You said what?
You could call 911 and they put you on hold.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Modesty.
Tell you. Talking about what school I went to, nigga, that was a good ass question.
If it's not enough dispatches.
And they don't answer, nigga, it's over.
Talking about that was
you
trying to switch
on the nigga.
The only time I talk about what school I went to.
Nigga. Y'all didn't know the police don't answer sometimes.
Nine and a half.
The only time it happened in New York, though, is if it's like a storm. Or, like, something with weather is going on. Because we have so many dispatches, but I can only imagine how much dispatches Atlanta got. Like,
part about it. Y'all got dispatches, but ain't no way to get to nobody.
What you mean?
The travel is crazy out there in New York, nigga. Ambulance, I've seen plenty
of
ambulance.
Take the train!
I'm like, bro, you in traffic. That nigga gonna die in the ambulance. He better off y'all taking him outside the ambulance and walk down the street.
That is a good point.
That's a good point. Run the motherfucker. You'll make it.
They need to have a little thing.
Nah, they get through it. They get through it.
Can you imagine you fucked up in the ambulance and like, come on, let's go. Go well. No, the fuck we not.
Or they could strap them up to like a helicopter. And you sway that motherfucker.
Get in no fucking ass. Hell no. Hell no.
Helicopter. That nigga be swaying through the
city. Where you gonna land, fly? How you gonna pick a nigga up?
Please don't pick me up.
Right spat, that nigga too long.
Please don't pick me up in the helicopter. I'm shitting on everything under me.
Boy, that's funny,
so,
bro.
I'm gonna be a shitty little burrito by the time I get to that. Wherever you trying to take me.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show. Episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
They fly to me.
What? Oh my God.
Hell no. Man, J.O.N., play me some real pimp in this time, bro. That was damn near 911 music you played.
Oh, Jelly, but I think we'll play that shit.
Actually, like if it was a ghetto rescue 911 type shit.
I feel like Furby.
I don't want the motherfucking sauce to fall off. You feel me? Because we got a very extraordinary young lady with us today. Multi-talented, one of the coldest 911 dispatchers in New York City history.
No cap.
Now she is known as one of the coldest ladies in battle rap.
The bitch.
Thank you.
We done seen her goddamn go crazy on multiple occasions.
She holds.
And if you watch
well.
Any battle, 9 times out of 10, she's standing on stage. Listening to this shit,
right,
she don't miss an event. Always putting on none other than Jazz the Rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the trap.
She's back around.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
Oh, man, we're good to say so much shit.
So? I saw you. I sound little, but you're a battle rap little sister.
Yeah, you ain't grown now.
I'm grown.
No, you're not.
Like that. I'm the daddy.
Not like
no,
that.
Not.
I'm grown.
Not
you
like
have,
daddy.
Have you, okay, have, I'm have the you daddy. Lost? Have you lost
the daddy?
It yet?
Lost what?
Because you know that was the narrative over there.
Come
you
on,
are real. Did you lose
that,
it yet?
6 years ago, man.
Oh, you lost it. Right. Okay. Shout out here, popping it over for the real.
Oh, you don't know. Oh no.
Okay. She popped it over for a real nigga.
Oh yeah.
Jazz Rebel. Okay.
He late.
He out the loop.
He too late.
He ain't even know about it.
She had the cold. What was that cold ass ball you had about that shit, like the Mario Brothers?
Oh, exactly. You what? You ain't see Me vs. Gaddis, did you?
No. No, I ain't see that one.
I said, my life like the Mario Brothers. The pipe took me to another level. What are we doing?
She's saying this shit.
What are we doing?
Took you to another level. What level did you go to?
Right. Cut 85 South Shelf.
Yo,
come on.
Hey.
Come on. Pop your shit.
Yes. Hey.
All your shit. But see, there can be shit like that. Like, motherfucker trying to take your shit and expose you. But like, if you do, you say the shit first and take all of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's me. That's my style for real. Like, I'm saying it first before you say it. I'm real like B-Rabbit, like.
I was gonna say, so you on your MMA mile shit.
Yeah,
I do got purple hair.
You feel
me? I am from Brooklyn.
You
from
Brooklyn?
Yeah.
And then when you say it don't hit like that, cause she just told us that, dummy.
Yep.
Say something else.
Did you learn that from 8 Mile?
You know what, I might have, now that I think about it, cause Eminem's my favorite rapper, but
really?
I may have, like.
Are you the first nigga I heard say that?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, battle rappers always got there and be going crazy. That shit, y'all some, people don't understand, y'all some smart ass motherfuckers. Coming up with all them different concepts all the time. You battle all the time, but you gotta be smart all the time.
Yeah.
It ain't no like, bro, I be like, bro, how the hell they not don't say some of the shit that y'all already see it?
Yeah.
What brought you to the battle rap shit?
So I was always, like, since a kid, I was always a fan of battle rap. From, like, 13, watching Smack DVD and stuff like that. I never thought I would be a battle rapper, though. Like, that wasn't a thing for me. First of all, there wasn't...
You grew to love it.
The only girls they had was Remy, Lady Luck, and that girl, Samaya Reese. Like, it wasn't really a thing. Right. So I'm just watching as a fan, 13, 14, watching Mook, Lux, all them people. 19 years old.
In the barbershops and shit.
Yeah. And yeah. I was already a rapper, though, so it's not like... I actually recorded my first song here in Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta. Come on, man. So, yeah, I was already a rapper, and then at 19, I had did a radio show, and Debo, that owns Queen of the Ring, the all-female league,
right.
He hit me up like, yo, I think you should battle, and I'm like, I'm not mean enough.
Right.
Like, what? You fit? Yo,
that nigga crazy, man.
Anymore? I'm like, I'm not mean enough. Like, he like, just come to an event and see how it is. So I went to an event. I'm like, okay, this is cool. And then Newborn, he's a battle rapper. He right. told me I could do it. He was like, yo, Jazz, you can rap. You have punchlines. You just got to learn how to write it for a battle.
Right.
And DNA told me, don't do it. Follow Newborn. And now we here.
Damn. So
hey.
It's a nigga named Newborn short. And DNA?
That's great. That's a ball. You could be a battle rapper.
That's a ball.
Hey, don't hype this nigga.
I know. I do it. Don't.
Who? Yo.
Who I battle?
Battle all the...
Somebody had with a little ass head, I had to battle you.
But my head, hey, little nigga.
You got a little head.
No, you have a petite head.
Yo,
we gonna have a head.
New York you and like me cannot.
Do it, please. There you go.
My head belongs with little hands. What little hands at? Free little hands. How you at? Put your hands in front of your head. somebody go get Lil' Hand. I don't want Lil' Hand to put his hand, put his hand like this, President!
I don't want Lil' Hand.
I don't want Lil' Hand to go like,
this nigga.
Nigga. Hey, what Lil' Hand at? Oh, they going to get Lil' Hand.
All
right. Bro, that nigga hand, Lil' Hair.
Is that the short one?
But what?
He got a Lil' Hand?
Bro, I done seen that nigga box. That nigga hit hard as fuck. That's what. We were punching that goddamn bat. That motherfucking bat was swinging. I was like, God damn, Lil' Hand. What the fuck is that hand, man?
That's his neighborhood name,
bro. Lil' Hand, Lil' Hand, man. Yeah.
That's how they name people for sure.
You got to shake that nigga hand.
People
with
three fingers.
Like, goddamn, Lil' Hand,
who we gonna box? A mouse?
Bro, I'm telling you, you got to be, listen, a nigga with them type of hand, you can't take a lot of them hits, like back to back.
You know how Newborn got his name?
I'm pretty sure he's explained it. I don't remember, though.
Mm. And DNA, what about him?
Nigga's intrigued.
I know DNA was an acronym.
Oh.
For what? Please tell me. So next time I see this motherfucker, I'm...
I know the first one was the nastiest amateur.
The nastiest amateur, damn. Oh,
damn well, DNA name, real name, is the nastiest amateur.
That was what it was for, like, back when he was, like, 16, but he changed it to
it's
what?
Probably 1,000 now.
He done came over a whole bunch. I remember he did what? Nah, that was Tay Rock when he said D-Nanny.
Oh, the nanny?
You know what's crazy?
That nigga is that one!
Dude, I never noticed!
Bro, go behind the chair, bro.
Damn, bro.
Do your hand like this, man.
Do your shit, man.
Do your shit.
Now do your shit. Low hand. Low hand. Do your shit. That nigga shit, little too.
No, no you ready to lay hands over here? Look at these three hands, same size as my cousin. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That nigga got tater tots. That nigga look like some tater tots.
And then cuz he be in his hand like this. He's like, damn, I'm trying to get my keys. A lot of keys.
See this type of shit I had to do.
No, that nigga got them tater tots hands, boy.
Hey, little hand, tell him about the time you were boxing. Boy, I got a mean right.
The motherfuckers did look strong.
I'm telling you. Know how they look, but when they get angry, they make the hands you want. I'll do something with these hands.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
And my dog, bro. Oh, you really put your head past your head.
Y'all crazy, man.
You see this shit all the time with battle rapper, man. Them niggas, that's all they do is clown.
That is true.
Soon as they get done with the battle, they already on the next battle. You ain't talking about shit. Go on and tell Smack to set it up. Long as the bag right.
Niggas always talking about, yeah, long as the bag right, never battle. Nigga, that bag been right. You ain't want to take that battle. Niggas right. Be lying.
Niggas be scared.
It's me. Ooh. I'm niggas. Nah, not the scared part. I be lying.
Oh, you turning the bag?
Why? Huh?
You turning the bag down?
Yeah.
Why?
Everything ain't worth the bag.
So you battle when you comfortable.
And when do that? And when does that happen?
When I feel like it's a person that I gotta beat to prove something, to prove I'm better.
That's why I say everybody you always else. Come to show up and show the fuck up.
And that's why too, like, because I'm not battling every month. So it's like when I do pop out, I gotta make it count.
Right.
You feel me? It's almost like an actor that don't act in a lot of movies.
Right.
But when you see him, it count.
You right.
Like I'ma make sure it's that, because battle rap fans, they're very like, what have you done for me lately?
That's if my the new ones.
Nah, I've been like that a long time.
I mean, I'm from back in the day.
So you never felt like you see a nigga and they fucking up and they choking for like a battle or two, and then you be like, oh, that nigga fell off. Niggas be doing that.
I'm a fan of Reed Dollars Tech, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm from old school.
But see, I'm back then when Reed Dollars was going at it with Meek Mill.
Type shit.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I understood when a nigga choked, but that was an era where like, if you choked, you lost the battle.
Yeah, hell yeah. Now?
Like, you lost the battle.
Yeah, now you choke.
You choke, nigga can like bounce back. You still can win.
Now, it'd be fans that be like, okay, this person choked in this battle, or they wasn't as good as I thought they would be. So now, they kind of like turn on you a little bit.
That's but the new fan.
That's new social media
that's
shit.
That's new fan. Nobody turn on you. They could just be like, bro, I want to see you like go crazy. Like I told Swamp, I'm like, bro, Swamp, I want to see you battle like how you battle your armor. Every battle, nigga.
I love
but this
battle.
But this is the thing people got to understand.
Yeah, that shit entertaining.
Because
you can say whatever the fuck you want
to
say.
It's hard to battle everybody
my nigga,
the
your
same.
Your grandma's way. Pussy is so good. Nigga, I want some.
Right.
Kidnap that bitch and hold her for ransom. Yeah. Then talk about it in a battle with a ransom.
And I like that part of that shit too.
I like the background.
Why you playing? Why you playing? That shit was hard. You good?
Because it made sense.
Right.
For
it made sense.
Yo, what I say? Yo, what I say?
Nigga, we be at the house.
Look at this head.
Look at this head. I hear you.
Yo, what I tell him?
What you tell
him? Your auntie sucked dick so wet.
Okay.
Got that bitch name tatted on my neck. Ain't her name Joel? Oh, this nigga crazy.
Talk your shit. You can battle Head Ice.
Ooh.
Why? Because they both old?
Yeah, but Head Ice gonna go crazy, though. He can battle Moon.
Y'all remember Old School Tech 9?
Of course.
That nigga went crazy from Philly. That nigga be telling hella shit. Then I get
that
to the baby.
That nigga said, watch fake. Your name.
You don't know.
What?
You don't know who Tech Nine is.
Yeah, we know, but you don't know.
Well, I don't
know. Nah,
nigga. That's your people. Go ahead.
I ain't gonna be bad. What happened? He done done some crazy shit.
Nah, man, rest in peace,
to
Tech Nine, bro. Don't
okay,
be.
Okay, I was gonna say, man,
what
my nigga Tech Nine
very
do?
Very sensitive topic.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
All right, well, should I love everybody?
Ah, right, there you go.
There it is. That's a good way to put the cap on.
You know how
you did pick the most controversial.
Yeah, out of everybody, you picked.
For real?
You know, Hitman Holla battle rapper. We got,
Conceited.
Charlie Clips.
Charlie Clips.
That's a good one.
Shout out. We can talk about Red Bull. We can talk about Red Bull.
I love everybody.
I'm up with Loda. See, I wish Loda just, I wish he would know how to adapt. If he knew how to adapt, he would be a... And he'd be hard to beat.
Nah,
I feel like when I say
fuck adapting, people want to see that motherfucker that you're.
No.
Don't adapt.
No, don't adapt.
I ain't saying adapt.
I'm talking about. You got like
adapt.
The style of the game.
No, all us gotta do is, you know what it is? All battle rappers have done it. Cause I'm not battle rapping the same way I did in 2011 when I started.
Facts.
Because I'm adapting to what wants to be heard.
Right.
And I feel like with Lux, not saying he gotta just be simple as hell.
Right.
No, but you have to cater to the crowd.
Right.
Niggas need to understand you and feel you. Yeah, it was good 2012, 2015.
Right.
But 2023, just do a little bit. And he's nice enough to do it.
He's nice. That's what I'll be saying. I'm like, bro, you super
but
nice.
I don't know if he's stubborn or what, but
no.
What if he just talking to who he talking to?
No. Because he technically showed it when he battled Calico.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what if he
it was like, Calico. All right.
But what if he just found his market and he just said,
it showed that
everything
he know how to do something.
He know how to do something.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If he would have kept that same energy and brought it with him, it would have been a wrap. That wasn't main cow. Who cow was? You like, well, you just went at it with looks, nigga. Yeah.
That
you
was
big. That nigga, well, we
about that. That was big. That was big. That was big. That was big for Calico.
You did that.
Yeah.
But that's why he can be in his own lane like that.
Who?
Cow.
Oh, yeah.
Because he ain't got a...
Kyle's definitely his only, because he's not a punchline nigga.
Mm-mm.
He don't scheme. That nigga just
that
rap.
Shit, he know how to rap, though.
He just rap.
He know how to rap.
He just rap. He just rap.
He know how to rap. Yeah. Who your favorite is?
Rum Nitty.
You like you? You always was a Rum. You,
yep.
Anybody gonna get Rum?
That's my goal.
You done gave Rum son,
D. No, I did not. Rum Nitty's my goat.
That's the out of anybody but battle no, Rum, but, you go with
no,
Rum.
No, when
all
I first
time.
Started, Conceited was my heavy influence. Like if you watch my early battles, you're gonna be, oh, she rap just like this nigga.
You think Conceited can come back and do something?
I think he can.
I know he can.
But
the nigga just.
But he gotta, I don't think he should go against Rum Nitty first though.
He too
I
happy.
Who's too happy?
Conceited. His life too great.
Okay.
That's what motherfuckers
see, niggas don't know Conceited, though. Niggas
this
be
what
like,
they don't
niggas
understand.
Gonna be a great battle.
This nigga is literally great. Like the LL Cool J of battle rap.
Like I was rapping with a suicide.
That nigga living too good. It's hard to create when you have it, man.
That's a fact.
Everybody who creative know that. When you in a good space, shit going well, it's hard to get in that bag.
Rico Suave Conceited,
this nigga, he living too good.
But no, but then what I'm trying to tell you, he left on a great hiatus. He knows what's on the line. Rum Nitty gonna battle Conceited that day and gonna battle another nigga the next month.
You think
it don't matter.
Exactly. You
do not want to come from being living so what? Well and like comfortable to going and battling a nigga who got something to prove.
Last
you gonna lose every time.
Conceited got something to prove, though.
No, you don't.
Excuse me.
He gonna leave that.
Ask me a question.
He gonna leave that motherfucker in his nice-ass car and go lay up with his nice-ass lady in his nice-ass house.
I'm telling you Conceited got something to prove. Because everybody think he gonna lose. It's some people who really doubt
but he knows that, but what he's saying is when you live it good, you don't have the same hunger. Because
well,
you have
fuck.
No drive
he
to.
He has it. He just was nervous to be like, who was good enough? He always felt like wasn't nobody good enough.
Oh, so he feel like Rum Nitty the nigga that's gonna bring the hunger out of
because
him.
Because that's all the people that kept comparing Rum to. He only
cared. Oh, look, I ain't mean to cut you off. What do you
have? He really felt like wasn't nobody good enough. He like, I don't care about that nigga. I used to literally be on tour and be like, what about this nigga? He like, I don't watch them niggas.
I totally feel
I'm like, God damn, this nigga thinks he's a battle rap prince.
He don't care
no more.
He got
to
tell
you.
He like, I don't
live
pictures with everybody.
What Jay-Z says, if I beat you,
because he doesn't need another nigga that I'm battling a lot.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Everything got to be important. Now that makes sense.
Yeah.
You can see that.
I always ask that nigga, I said, bro, are you ready? He talking about, nigga, you don't think I got something put up?
Arsenal's still that.
He go crazy. I fuck with him. That nigga disrespectful. He's still the most disrespectful nigga all time.
Mm-hmm. He probably still is.
Ain't nobody top that.
Don't nobody top him. He'll fuck around.
Check off in the
he'll
kitchen.
Fuck around and
wipe my dick off on your grandma.
He'll fuck around and say some shit that you said. Don't mention.
What the fuck is you with? Why you have to say
you
that
told
shit?
Told me not to talk about your dad who got shot in the head when you was 9, nigga. I'm just letting you know that it was on my mind, nigga. I was like, yeah.
Ooh, and that was good.
That was
you just freestyled that.
That
your boy
cold. That was all right.
On my mind.
Yeah, you ain't say shit, though, so I ain't fuck with you.
You know why? Because you ain't sound like Arsenal. You sounded like
I just sounded like a nigga.
No, you sound it's a bad rapper that sounds like shit.
Ooh. Yeah, I was
you just wanted to see if you could do it and try to hide behind Arsenal name. Yeah, I'm Arsenal right now. Yeah, fly. If I die, am I still fly? Like, that ain't Arsenal, nigga. That's
you shit in your rap. Arsenal.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Ah!
You got that young shit. You
got to
have
Arsenal.
What
if
Arsenal said
this? Nigga said you ain't react. Let me try again.
My name, bro. But you know who I fought with? He grew up. He the first nigga that I ever went to go see Proving Ground too. He the reason why I started watching Proving Ground. Cause I never cared about them different names and shit. And nigga, you can even go battle on URL. That's what it is, and I'ma find out.
Bridge Roster.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He making me mad though with all the little feud they got going on.
Oh. I be talking to him like, man, get your ass back on stage, nigga. What the hell wrong with you?
At this point, he doing what he want. I feel him. Battle rap is a very tough industry.
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Because people are crazy. That's why.
I still.
What's crazy about? The fans, like, the fans really
the
like.
The fans ain't really fans, bro. They're not real fans.
Nah,
once y'all
like,
put the fans on the app and start telling them to vote.
That shit ain't real. I ain't never voted.
But you don't
they
understand.
Really be saying everything.
Like, we fans of the whole it. Shit. They be fans of individual motherfuckers.
Yeah, they be wilding. Like, it's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to deal with.
I'm watching everybody. One of my favorite niggas is,
you just gotta play the game.
That nigga,
some people not built to play the game, though.
No.
But if you an entertainer,
little fat nigga be rapping about selling dope.
You got to know how to
time.
Play that shit. T-top. That's why Surf end up getting good.
I don't know that is.
That's my nigga.
He learned how to play the game.
He learned. Oh, he's the last level.
Nigga.
Yeah, he's the last level.
He like, nigga, I showed y'all how to make it business.
I still want to know, is it hard to be a female rapper, right. A battle rapper? Oh, is it easier to do it when you single? Cause you can be mad when you single. You got a nigga, you probably all your little feminine energy. You fuck around lose some battles.
You really do turn up sometimes when y'all got niggas.
I would say this, last year was my busiest year in battle rap, and I wasn't dealing with no nigga. Like, I was involuntarily celibate. Like, and I ain't realized till like 10 months later.
You need to fix it, y'all can tell. Cause your voice is getting deeper. Need a nigga.
No, first of all.
Nah, cause no. See, I was celibate for a year. I'm like,
you ain't sound like
she
that.
She sound like she ain't got no dick. Nah. You think that,
they hey. Say whatever. That was last year. That was last year.
I tell you, you get no dick, cuz.
Talk about, I'm the daddy. Yeah. See, she thinks she the daddy.
You ain't got no dick.
Yeah, she done forgot her role.
Nobody put her in her place.
Fuck finding the man I want. I'll just be the man I want.
Right. I'll be the man I want.
I'll just be my own nigga.
Jacking her little dildo off and shit.
She tell me I'll be my own nigga. Who I like? Me.
Nah, but yeah, when you battle though, if you are in a relationship where you're dealing with somebody, they gotta understand, alright, look, babe, I had to write for this battle. I can't talk to you for a few hours.
Bro, I would love to be a battle rapper and a nigga that brought his girl. I switched my whole flow. First opening bar. Your girl? Ugly as fuck.
They be doing that.
That ain't got nothing to do with this battle. Let's just keep that between us.
Right.
They be doing that.
Right.
Man, anybody liable to get
talked
about.
They be lying, too.
Your mother, your father,
that's
your daughter,
girl behind
your son.
Atasha. I remember who used to ride the Mazda. You think I'm real for her? Okay. I'ma believe that. I'ma believe
she
that.
She sucked dick, baked cookies, and made a nigga pop.
Niggas in the crowd like, oh, he know about the
Mazda. Hey, niggas really like the FBI. They be do finding out random shit.
I had a battle where I called the girl Cynthia, and that was not her name. And niggas was like, oh, her name's Cynthia.
No.
It was not Cynthia. Fuck it, it's not.
Today, it is.
You just named the bitch.
Yeah, Cynthia.
But you know, battle rappers will do anything just to win the crowd over.
Hell
once
yeah.
You win the crowd over, it's like, all right. Because it's all about, nah, they with me now, nigga.
Bruh.
Yeah. They with you because the crowd
the crowd is
worse.
Very important. The crowd
you
is
know
very
who the best, one of the best to me. Mm. I don't want to say the best because I don't know everybody to pick from, but you know who we really work in the fucking crowd?
Who?
That nigga Bill Collector.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get to say some wild shit that ain't really him, but the energy that he putting into right. That shit and the performance.
It's a lot of people grew on me, though. Like, grew on me. Like, hey, Bill Collector one on.
They like cold as fuck with that shit, too.
Yeah, that nigga fucked around and put his ass on stage.
Nigga, shit on the
stage. He did a lot.
What you mean?
He shit on stage.
He shit on stage.
On stage. He bullied his ass.
He tripping on stage.
And rubbing on the nigga's stage.
That nigga was dressed up as a slave in a battle.
He did a lot.
That's entertaining. That's funny.
But the slave boss, man, it's gonna be out. But one thing I can say about Shouter, you can tell he read like a motherfucker, and he's highly intelligent. It's just sometimes when he moves, you be like, bruh. You do that. He literally was like dead ass. And he gangster too, so he like, what you gonna do about it? Ain't nobody gonna fight him.
Yeah.
Yo, the nigga put his hands in his pants
and rob the nigga ball playing. And nigga.
Don't say certain shit around
hell
this nigga.
Hell no,
man.
And the battle went on.
He said, I told you I was gonna rub my balls and smack your face. The crowd went crazy. They were like, oh!
That's the type of nigga I would do. Probably gonna be there, so I'm gonna try to entertain niggas
for sure. But it's crazy because he's actually nice though.
I wouldn't put my hands on. Yeah, that's
bruh,
doing
no,
too
he
much.
No, he like though. Literally did that and was like, nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing. I told you the nigga.
And he didn't do nothing.
No.
Man, that would have been the last
right
battle
there, nigga
all the time fucking with me.
He moved, but nigga still grazed it. Like, you know when you figure to hit the lip, you're like, oh, that way is that right there.
Has some crazy shit crossed your mind? Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna rub my pussy on a bitch face.
Absolutely not. I just rap.
Right. Yeah, you ain't doing the animated shit.
I rap and I go home.
Right. You talk big shit, though. That's my next question.
She go hard, though.
How big is your gun?
That's a classic. That's a classic.
He be watching you for real.
Clearly, I see. Right. Nah, we been following each other for bad long.
I watch all her shit. I'm 40 not battle. She know that shit.
You remember when niggas kept doing, I got a gun so big, boss?
Yes.
And I did 40. I said, I got a gun so big, that shit don't work. Niggas went dumb. Stupid.
That was
stupid.
The bar?
Yeah.
I got a gun so big, it don't work. I could have said that.
You could have.
Yeah.
It was momentum-wise, though. She had it.
Damn.
But that's what you were talking about, though. That's knowing the audience.
I said I'm tired of people
like
rapping about guns that they don't squirt.
Yo.
Fuck it. I got a gun so big, that shit don't work.
Oh, right. That sound better.
You got the setup. I feel you.
That's like knowing. That's knowing. That's how you know
bigger
this shit.
Bigger than my leg, nigga. Every time I walk out with it.
What happened?
Walk with it. You know how niggas get in round, mid round. I just gotta say something.
But then his man like, in the back and be like, uh huh.
Uh huh. We walk without. That's right. We walk without.
That's why shit be getting violent, because the nigga forget his bars. You know, I should just smack the shit out.
But you know what it is, though? It be the niggas behind bars. The niggas.
Yeah, it really do.
It be the niggas behind.
He be running out of raps and he mad now.
Hey, but say, them be the best bars, though. The gun bars be the best ones.
Of course.
But it be the niggas behind them that always start the shit.
Yeah, they do.
Like, cause they don't rap. So they really be thinking the nigga be dead serious when he be rapping till they pop.
Yeah.
I kill you. No, you won't, nigga. He like, my nigga, he's playing.
It's just battle rap.
It's battle rap. Chill. He gotta get through the rhymes.
Oh, who else is nice out there?
Twerk?
Duh. I'm just gonna say Twerk nice.
It's a nigga named Twerk?
New Jersey Twerk.
New Jersey Twerk.
Okay, that's better.
Twerk, T-W-O-R-K.
They don't talk about him by his name all through.
Yeah,
but he's
they made fun of his name his first year, and then after that they said, oh, nah, he a problem.
But you know, I saw him with a nigga from, cut from a different cloth, the nigga from New York.
Cut from Dougie.
Dougie. That's when I seen him rap against Dougie.
That nigga just did it.
The nigga did it. The nigga did it.
The nigga from New York. Right, that nigga did it. That's what I got.
He called with his phone. But the nigga fight with him. He's like, nigga, I threw the Dougie.
No, that's I'm really
hard. Right. He really did
it. The boy get
hard. I fuck with that.
You know who hard, though? You know, he do the shit like that.
Nigga be Millie rocking and shit.
He ain't one of those bars that was fine with the Millie rock. When he told that nigga, he said, I got the gun in this part, and nigga, we playing tug of war. You remember that ball?
Oh, yeah. When I pull, you pull. We playing tug of war.
And he was like, deal with it. You know who fire, you know?
Y'all ain't even said nothing about this nigga, Tay Rock.
I was gonna say
that, but this is the thing, you gotta name all these niggas if you gonna name them.
You know what I'm saying? I got to the point where it's a lot of niggas. But I'm just saying, with niggas like who don't get their shot and they can really be like.
That's what I was gonna ask you.
Nice.
Yeah, you got some underground favorites, man. Some niggas who don't get enough.
Loso, one of my favorites, period.
You like Loso?
You saw my battle with Loso?
That shit cool?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about because
you fuck with Loso. I fuck with Loso too.
You don't fuck with that nigga.
I do fuck with Loso. He's like a Christian rapper.
Yeah, he's a Christian rapper.
He's a saga like that.
He's a group of Christian rappers.
I want you to talk.
Yeah, gritty.
He do talk gritty though.
He do.
But he Christian, so he don't cuss?
It ain't that. It just be like.
Right.
Actually,
he be disrespecting. Like, I would cuss, but it's gonna sound like I'm fuss.
Right.
N.
Right.
I would call you the N.
Right.
But I don't say.
Right. Boy.
No, he go hard.
You could, because you could, if you a Christian battle rapper.
That's
you
what
can say whatever, nigga.
I'm gonna be one.
What you mean?
You can say the most foul, fucked up shit
without
the
cussing?
Whole battle, and then look at a nigga and be like, "And I'm still going to heaven."
Nigga gonna be the crowd like, "No, you ain't, nigga."
Kill five niggas, kill six, kill seven. Even cussing in the battle rap, I'm still going to heaven. And then just fall back in the ground like
that's
Jesus,
crazy.
Nigga.
You could be a Christian battle rapper.
Have a nigga do a holy water on
battle rappers?
No, they
fuck clean.
Clean. I'm going to give you
like
example.
That don't curse?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Christians.
I'm going to give you an example.
Oh, for real?
They probably the only ones.
When Loso battled T-Top.
Now that I think
probably
about
TD Jakes, all them niggas be watching that shit. So that probably go crazy.
They be fire though.
They do, I'm and that's how they come up with their service. They just changed the word.
You got the Saga, you got a girl, Prestavia. Prestavia be wild though. Prestavia do gun bars though. She don't give a fuck because she from Brooklyn.
But Saga, you can tell Saga, he mixed in, he
he gave it up. He said, nah, I'm doing gun bars. Fuck
you
that.
Got to.
Fuck,
he put gun bars and shit. But yeah, I'm going to be a prime example.
You got to.
Loso versus T-Top.
Uh-huh.
Loso came with some nice bars. Mm-hmm. Like, no cap. His rounds was good. A nigga that's talking that gritty shit. That shit different.
You know what it is? I think T-Top just had the right approach. Cause I'm tired of people just using Christian angles against Christians. Like, you gotta do it creatively, and I feel like T-Top did that. But T-Top is a creative nigga though.
He definitely did, but he did it the way somebody always talk about Christians.
Yeah.
He did it.
No,
I'm talking about he did it. I'm like, way. Damn.
Twerk too. Twerk and Loso. You saw Twerk and Loso.
You a Christian? Yes. You supposed to be able to come up with some shit for anybody.
I fought with Loso.
No,
but that's his thing. Like, I'm a Christian battle.
How you gonna lose when you represent Jesus, nigga?
That's facts.
You can't be out there bullshitting. You got a whole direct connection with the Lord. You think the Lord don't know you out here battle rapping?
Right.
Hey, Lord, I don't really talk like this, but let me get in my bag right quick.
Right.
Ooh.
That's going.
That's a bar.
That what? Is. That's going for sure.
You supposed to be a creative. You got Jesus on your side.
Yeah.
You could run with
you
that.
You can say the. I said you can say the fucked up shit. Ask for forgiveness. Say some more fucked up shit. Yeah. Ask for forgiveness.
But then you'll be a repeated.
No, you won't.
Beggar.
You still working for the Lord.
But you know.
Bro, who was Jesus out there with? Everybody who read the Bible knows Jesus.
The Christian rapper be giving them Bible study instead of punching real gangsters.
Jesus was out there with the niggas. Everybody
because
know
when
that.
John 3:16, it told me that everything ain't green.
Can't tell them
you
shit.
Need to get your life together. I be like, bro,
you
right?
You don't like A-Word?
You right? A-Word. God A-Word. Damn, man, I want to hear some shit.
Yeah.
A-Word don't do that. A-Word go crazy, yup.
I fuck with my niggas, man.
Let's see. I ain't watching.
But A-Ward is smart, though.
A-Ward cold.
That nigga is smart. Who he just battled? His last battle. Who was it? RBE?
RBE.
Who he just battled?
Reed Dollars?
What's it?
Oh!
Come on,
Big
man.
K. Yeah, that was a good battle.
Reed Dollars still at it?
Yeah, he came back like
too.
Maybe like 4 or 5 years ago.
He better too.
I gotta check him out.
Like every time he get better. Like, better.
Swear.
He did good with Chess.
My bad. Your bronchitis going up.
How you feel like he did with Chess?
He was decent. I think that's when he was still learning.
See, they mouth. See, she
Chess still be throwing
she
up.
She in the shit.
Yeah,
you feel me? That's like asking about some comedian
like,
shit.
Oh,
look, Chess,
like,
he's still throwing up and shit.
Set me up like that.
Chess hasn't battled. Chess battled in December.
He can throw up?
No.
Hey, what happened to him? He really do have like a problem with that shit.
I think he got acid reflux.
I know he got acid reflux. That nigga is cold. When I say cold.
Chest cold.
One of my best performing nigga. I was in the crowd there behind him when he
battled
Tay Rock.
Yeah, you be in the crowd about a lot of them shit.
Fucking right. When he battled Tay Rock, when he told that nigga, hit that rock bottom. Now he said, I put the K behind the rock like I'm spelling it the proper way. I was like, put the K on rock, spelling it the proper way. Man, y'all niggas crazy. When that nigga told that nigga, what he say about the people's elbow?
Rock bottom?
He said, he gave the rock bottom bar. Something about rock bottom. The people's elbow, man, I don't know. Shit was crazy.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th. Only on Hulu.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Bro, you seen the little kids on Instagram that do the battle rap bars?
Ooh.
Brother, they be doing the skits about the battle rap bars. They did the Tay Rock shit.
I think I did see that.
The seatbelt shit. That
Yeah.
They been going crazy.
Nah, that seatbelt shit went viral.
Social media.
Why you wasn't at my shit with Clips?
I had to go. I had a show.
See what I'm saying? It was in Atlanta. You should have been there.
I had a show.
You should have canceled the show.
Hey, yo! What you want to do? You want to get your balls off right now?
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. If we can get, give me some of your favorite balls.
We don't need no setup. We set it up right now.
Ooh. What are some of Jazz the Rapper's favorite balls?
By me or just in general?
You don't. Both. You can start with yourself.
Oh, start with me?
Right.
Let me see. Ooh.
She getting in her bag. You see her?
Mm-hmm. Let me think. I got a lot.
You getting in there shit.
I was trying to do, I want to go old jazz.
Yeah, old dude, jazz and new.
We going to go classic.
I bet.
Battle E. Hart.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so I need to give you the background.
Right.
Remember when I battled Official? That's actually the first time
I
saw
Official, yes.
Right. So everybody was saying she cooked me, like smoked my dumb ass, right? So everybody waiting, all right, now Jazz got to come back. So my next battle, I was like, something like, the battle with Official, shit was crazy, it was wild. Well, now I know, if I wanna make a room blow up, then I'll cater to the crowd. So fuck it. Y'all want the Jazz that battle 40? Fuck it, y'all get that cold Jazz. Stockton and Malone on a pick and roll, it's that old Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
That's a classic Jazz line, you feel me?
Yeah, I'm saying? Hello, come on, man. I'll be rewinding shit. I rewind a whole battle. Right.
That's definitely one of my favorites, though. I just posted this on Twitter, my Shayna Ashley battle. Like, somebody made a tweet like, oh, post a video or a picture of you when you was 19. So I just posted a battle clip when I was 19, because I started at 19.
Right.
And I had told Shayna, this is one of my favorite bars, just because, like, I don't know, y'all might not know though, because y'all not from New York.
Ooh, it don't matter. I know everything.
I be in New York.
It doesn't sound right.
I tried.
I be in New York.
Oh, God. I said,
the fuck was that?
She talking to a nigga that done ate $500 worth of $1 piece. Come on, man.
Niggas like, I be in New York. I'm like, what the fuck?
I ain't never heard you talk like that, my nigga.
I tried my best to put on my little accent.
Terrible.
I got a few more tricks to go. I get it down.
You try to hide behind who though? You try to say, I hit behind.
I try to hide behind a New York nigga.
I said, it was something like, you know, niggas like talking about niggas in the background. So I was like, you, I said, him in the alleyway, you Coney Island Boardwalk. Uh-huh. I don't care if he a Family Guy, he'll get Peter. That's what happens when your dogs talk. Hello?
Niggas said,
you in the alleyway. Him, Coney Island Boardwalk. I don't care if he a Family Guy, he'll get Peter. That's what happens when your dogs talk.
Ah! She really a battle rapper. That's a, she like that,
that
shit.
That's 11 years ago, nigga.
You need us at your that's battle rap. So when you say shit like that.
You know what? I got to go.
Yo, nigga, did you hear that? Yo, niggas ain't listening, Jazz. Don't say shit else. I don't want to hear shit else.
You know who you can battle? What's the short nigga with the little beard, man?
I battle whoever. Go get him. Tell him bring his mom, his sister, bring his whole family with him. It'll be me by myself with a big-ass gun holding that motherfucker and my youngest son. Two yellow bitches, two dark skins. Got a four-door wagon, nigga, they can all get in.
He just battled on
niggas going crazy. I'm a slim nigga, but one thing I'll never be is shape. I'll fuck your wife, your girl, your side bitch, your boo, and your old lady. Put dick on her from the side, have a bitch going crazy. Make her ride it on top, I don't give a fuck if she lazy. Squeezing both cheeks, putting dick in her for weeks. Bitch getting a whole lot of dick, ain't getting a whole lot of sleep. Oh,
that shit is really impressive. Now there's somebody in the back like, I'm next. Like, yo, that shit in the background is so funny, bro.
Said, you listen, sex
bar every bar.
That bitch crazy. Who said she next, right. She getting raw dick all in the kitchen.
That's it?
Coming down the hallway like Melvin. She thought I was going to bring 9, but a nigga brought 11. Oh, I be going crazy. Be going crazy. Fucking mad bitches.
That was impressive.
I just had to say
you went crazy for like 8 bars.
I had to. It's for the streets.
No cap.
The streets gonna watch this.
That boy, that's stupid.
I know the audience.
That boy's stupid.
My microphone then fell off. I went crazy for real. I want all my fucking
you got
credit.
There doing all that.
I want all my credit when the shit go down.
Who is the nigga that say, go get him a soda?
Get him a soda.
The nigga
soda.
With the little teeth.
Back.
Bang. That nigga
hard. That's who you talking about?
Nah, it's another nigga.
Oh, okay.
Little
okay.
Teeth hard. If he's...
That nigga said that nigga with the little teeth.
He got little teeth.
He gonna see this.
Of course. But I fought with him. That nigga go hard. I say hard. If he, him and Fetty battle.
Oh, yeah, Fetty crazy.
That shit.
Fetty a nigga I feel like is underrated. Fettuccine 20. Fettuccine 20 is crazy.
You ever got in a fight in a battle?
No.
That's right.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest.
That go crazy.
I'm not trying, Jazz.
In battles, it really don't be fights.
What sounded like my mic fell off.
Huh? It don't really be fights for real in battles. Like, damn. People be thinking, yo, if I go to a battle, it's gonna be a fight.
You ain't gotta come, just tell me.
Nah, it be a lot of hoorah-rah.
Good.
Yeah, it be hoorah-rah, but niggas don't be fighting. Okay. And like he said, most of the time, it be the entourage. It don't be the
battle.
And
them niggas be friends,
money.
Man.
Yeah.
And them niggas really be like, sometimes it do get busy where a nigga don't fuck with a nigga. And they know, like, it could be a possibility, like, when. Like when Rex and Tay Rock would battle, and that shit was rough at that right. time. I was like, yeah.
Ooh.
Right. It's like nigga, we can do this. Y'all can't do this.
Right. We can argue, but the people in the back got respect enough to chill. If we ain't touching it, y'all don't touch it.
Yeah, it's part of the culture.
But some niggas don't understand that, though.
Fact. Some niggas don't give a fuck about all that.
Niggas be from the block, like, y'all coming to your battle, nigga.
They like, no, you're not.
I know, right?
No, because you're going to stop this shit. If a nigga even act like he want to fuck with you, I'm on his head. I'm like, nigga, he has to act like that. That's part of the game. He got to act like he don't like me. And niggas in the back be like, bro, I ain't fucking none of that shit
you talking
about.
Yo, it really be hard when you write for a battle for somebody that's just cool. It be like, damn, like, I'm really about to say this to them. That's fucked up. Like, I be like, I don't... They don't deserve that, man.
Right, that's what I be saying. Like, y'all really be friends.
Yeah, that's hard.
Because back in the day, they really didn't like each other.
Yeah, back in the day.
Now it's like, y'all be friends.
Yeah, we just gonna get our bread. And even if they not your friend, you still understand, all right, I'm a battle rapper, you're a battle rapper. I don't want to lose, so I'm going to say what I'm going to say the worst shit to you.
Right.
But I'd be writing for battles, and I'd be like, damn, son, that's really fucked up.
Who did you battle and you didn't like, for real? Like, you like, man, I'm finna smoke this motherfucker.
No, I didn't like them as a person.
I ain't like that. It's just like, nigga, it's beef. Just because we going at it.
Never. Because for one, it take a lot for me to not like somebody. I'm going to keep it a buck.
That's how
I don't be caring about people, son. Like, I just be trying to rap, for real.
But told that lady she was a bad mother.
I never told nobody was a bad mother. See?
That's a
you
hard
lying.
Right there.
I'm just throwing shit.
Yeah, like I never told nobody was a bad mother. I never did that.
That's the type of shit that the women rap about.
Would you tell somebody that though?
I would.
Brother, them women say that shit all the time.
You left your baby and went somewhere for 5 days. Bitch, you was late. Didn't get paid. You a bad mother. I got the slugger. Pop.
It's the pie that be saving the shit.
I just thought of
something. She ain't fuck with that boy either. I'm gonna do it. It cool. I fuck with that boy. Rough. I ain't fuck with that. Man, what if I shit?
That cool. That nigga waiting for the jazz face.
That
for
cool.
Real.
That why I fought.
He wanted you to validate it.
I fought and walked off. Yeah, how you like that? Talking about gassing him up. Yeah, I really gassed you.
You hurt his feelings.
It wasn't good.
You gone, beautiful?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Just trying to impress you.
Anyway, yeah, I don't get too personal. Like, anything I say in the battle is known. Like, it's known in battle rap. So
don't give them too much sauce.
If somebody was a bad mother, I would say it if it was said already.
Really?
Yeah.
But if it wasn't said, you just leave it alone.
Then, if it's real, if it's personal, I'm not gonna say it. Cause I just feel like it's not that serious doing a battle, bro. Like, it's really not that serious.
Damn.
I just be rapping.
I'm gonna do a battle.
Just be creative.
You gonna go crazy.
I'm saying whatever the fuck. Even if it ain't true, I'm gonna say it and make people believe it.
No, people really do that. That's the game of battle rap. I need you to believe what I'm telling you.
Right.
You
gotta
be that's
probably hella frustrating.
I'm telling you a bad
you
mother, but they don't even
true.
Got a kid. Oh, shit, but I believed it.
Right.
It's fans that's gonna be like, well, shit, Jazz made it sound believable.
That's why some of my motherfuckers I don't fuck with because I don't believe it.
She don't got no kids.
That's how bad
hard.
Of a parent she
I
is.
I don't believe it.
Somebody in the crib. She ain't got no kids.
That's how bad of a parent they is. Ooh, man, I'll be on the edge.
Go crazy.
Man, please.
Making up shit.
Yeah. I can tell you be battling on your tongue.
Nigga,
your
I'm
tongue.
Just waiting on the right challenge. Yeah, he really got his bars prepared.
He
yeah,
really
we gotta
do.
Have that money on. Really. I'm bringing
so
my own
gonna
money.
Put me in your shit, the unreadiness?
Yeah.
Put me in the unreadiness?
You really.
My shit
you
is really dead. My shit is dead.
Nah, you gotta go to the proving ground.
I gotta go to the proving
ground. Proving ground.
Don't worry about it.
Give me one more. Give me one more.
Jazz.
Oh, look, she wasn't ready.
Top of the dome?
Yeah, Jazz, come on now.
Oh, the top of the dome?
Do one. Battle rap bars,
Battle rap bars.
Gotta nigga, rap bars.
Okay, we was talking about crosses. Nigga, I'm a boss.
When?
Hit you with the dapper. You think I'm smooth because I'm sitting with Jazz the Rapper.
That was
DC.
You got the music, man.
I was fucking with the ism. You feel me?
You have to use with the slam Jazz the Rapper.
It's
the backer. Not slapper. Yeah, man. Yeah, I fucked it up. I got excited. Let me stop rapping.
Stop. See?
I'm a macker, not a rapper. Let me stop, man. I'm
see how
he's
trying to prove
shit.
Himself.
She getting me out of my character trying to impress Jasmine.
Not Jasmine.
I'm trying to think of you being just a man. You was like a macker.
I'm behind the set.
Yo.
Hey, Bob, I'm behind you now. Let me get my shit on fire.
With the snack. She's a rat.
I would put these niggas in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, my mother. You see how fast my shit is.
Oh, wait, let me pop my shit real fast.
He's like, yeah, I'm fucked with that. You the snack.
You started this shit.
You talked to me.
You started it. Oh, my mother.
Boy, that was funny, boy.
Caught every time,
but he like,
all right, bro. Stop now. Let me get up out of here. That's like a nigga that not throwing no punches in the fight, and you just get your little shit in.
I help, nigga. You didn't help, nigga, through that fake ass punching.
That was funny.
Man, I'm trying to get y'all on. What y'all do?
Bruh.
Never make it.
They ain't gonna tell me them bars weren't good. You said they were decent?
That's good.
Okay.
She been around the best in the world, man.
Okay.
But I'm grading on the curve. I'm grading on the curve. But that was decent. That was your best one.
Let me tell you something. What? Ain't no Laffy Duck. Ain't no Scrappy Duck. I'll hit you with a mass duck load. Woo! Fuck, I missed. That's what I call a Daffy Duck.
Whoa! You don't
stop
get it.
It was all my family.
Family. That's when you get everybody involved. What's up? What's up?
Crowd work.
What's up, my nigga?
Nigga, talking about make some fucking
nigga,
noise in this bitch.
Nigga, make some noise, my nigga.
Hey, yo. Let's turn up in this
fucking
bitch.
Y'all talking about you with me? They with me. Let's roll.
So soft ass niggas can't relate.
He sold it.
Talking about they can't relate because they don't bust crack.
That's why I stay out my lane. Like, I stay out their lane. All that, you gonna battle rap? No, nigga, I'm gonna be a fan.
I got another question.
I don't wanna do that and they motherfuckers look at me.
Who you think got the coldest tag?
Me. What are we doing?
Facts.
What we doing? Nigga said facts.
I just want to say my New York shit.
I got two of them.
Hit them with
my whole slogan.
Facts. Right.
And then you know I hit them with the, you know what scuffs my Tims?
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's it.
Then I tell you what scuffs my Tims.
And you gonna sit here and say all my shit with these.
Whoa. What you trying to say?
Scuff my Tims?
Yes. If you say you know what crease my Air Force is, what that mean?
I mean, you fucked up.
Exactly.
See, I don't know New York lingo.
But if I like Tims and I scuff them, I'm going to be mad.
You true. That's right.
Come on.
I like your shit, but you don't like my shit. That's
Carlos.
Crazy.
See that?
Better.
See, that's what you better do.
That's crazy.
See that?
I ain't even tripping.
That's what you
She said. Just played me. But I'm going to stick to the side with my little baby. That's why I call it a 380. You hear me?
Ooh.
No cap.
This nigga.
That was good. 38?
This
Come
nigga.
Come on, man.
This little baby.
Nigga. Come on, man.
I caught that one. That was
you
good.
You feel me?
One.
Yeah, he's the problem.
Let me tell you something.
I fuck with that one.
Come on, man. Stop playing with it. Because he got the snacker.
Yeah, with the macker.
With the rack.
Yeah, yes, baby.
Now,
the ad libber.
The best tag.
The peace spitter.
What was your other
one? Home getter.
My slogan, if y'all
yeah. Don't flip it. Yeah. Understand me? Check my liver.
I don't smoke
eye drink. What you think?
I feel like that goes to real life.
Yeah, nigga. Oh. That way.
Check
what the fuck you talking about? Niggas ain't no spitters.
You talking about check my liver. I don't smoke eye drink.
Real talk. No cap in my rack.
Ah! Yeah. He said, I tripped my liver.
This still fucked up.
I checked my liver. I don't smoke my liver.
This nigga. Hey man, what is wrong with y'all?
This nigga crazy, bro.
That's some of the funniest shit in America.
We getting better. We getting better with our bars.
I want y'all to give up. I don't want to see anymore.
Is that what y'all to give up?
Something wrong with this nigga.
Crazy, bro.
Brains is fresh.
But that was funny. I don't know what that was.
Now it's funnier when you laugh at it.
We ain't hear it.
We ain't even hear the shit.
You ain't hear it. You were rapping. When they play it back, they gon' hear it.
They better laugh like this.
That nigga said they better laugh like this, huh?
They gonna think y'all on drugs, man.
I don't understand, bro. You ain't never seen battle rap for real. It's a nigga rap just like that. He talking about shit my liver. I don't smoke one drink.
Still gonna be fucked up. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. In part five, I
I feel like since you're here, we gotta be sponsored by Al Capone.
What that gotta do with me?
I don't know. It's just all the battle rap will be sponsored by Al Capone.
Not no more. That was so 2015.
Yeah, that's where we at with it. The intro used to be long as fuck.
Al Capone Cigarellos.
URLTV.TV. Some other shit.
Oh, man. You okay?
Huh? Don't say nothing to this nigga, man.
Please don't.
He's gonna scream again.
Leave him alone. Let him get over this, man. Take a while.
Leave that nigga alone before he
don't
explode again.
Don't say shit. Leave him alone, man.
We gotta ignore him.
Right. You going shit. You going shit. You're gonna be a little sharp.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your fault, man.
Bro, oh, I said it was my liver.
Oh, shit.
Who the fuck even?
Jazz. He needs some help.
What?
Well, we brought you here.
I think both of us.
Ain't nothing that can help that.
You can't help him.
Look at his face.
Bruh.
That shit. Funny.
Look at his chest. My mama.
Do something.
I just take
I told you. Look, he hurt himself.
I just take calls. I do not help nobody.
What the fuck we gonna tell you when we
call 911?
What are you gonna say?
He's laughing uncontrollably.
Fuck. We don't know what
is he breathing? Is he awake?
We don't know.
Send an ambulance. That's
it. It's
an
animal life, huh?
Nothing else I can do for you.
God damn, bruh. Have you ever got a call somebody really hurt themselves, pass out?
No. No.
It's possible.
They passed out.
Absolutely not. They were all friendly calls, lost keys.
How they go tell them when they passed out?
Look at this nigga face.
Nonviolent.
This nigga looks like he took some water.
That shit was funny, bro. I was like, bro. Y'all tripped. You ain't never seen no battle rap parodies? That shit was funny, boy. That was a bar. You bullshit. That was a bar.
You still there? Hello?
I left last year when I moved. I left right before I moved to LA.
LA.
I'm trying to do everything. I'm trying to
get
in my. I'm trying to get in my acting shit,
real?
Brand shit, personality, songs, ghostwriting. I'm just trying to do everything, honestly.
They be doing battle rap to LA?
Of course, they do it everywhere.
For real,
battle rap is worldwide.
But Geechee got it.
They don't be doing that shit in the Bay Area. You did a battle rap in the Bay Area before?
I've never been, but they have battles there. All the time.
Why you missing?
Niggas
so many
ain't
flights?
Battling in the Bay.
Whoa.
It ain't nobody at that motherfucker.
Relax.
I damn. I ain't know she be missing flights.
She missed flights.
Why you be missing flights, Jazz?
I'm a procrastinator. I get to the airport too late. But I only missed one this year.
You
though.
Really think they gonna wait on your ass?
Listen, I done ran through the airport barefoot.
You wanna be the one that's running?
I don't. I be really out of breath though, like. Then when I'm on the lane, it'd be the last gates, 99 out of 100.
I hate that shit.
Hate it.
Like, at the what? End.
At the end, that's janky.
They want
janky.
Me to miss it.
Yeah,
all these flights, that's bullshit in the beginning.
Shit.
You like, look at this shit, Albuquerque? You gonna put Albuquerque in the front?
This is bullshit.
I'm getting better.
New Mexico in the front.
I missed one flight this year. Mexico. Actually, I missed the flight out of Atlanta. Cause that fucking line is crazy. Atlanta got the worst airport in the world.
You gotta get TSA, baby. Can't do that regular shit.
Let me tell you something. I have clear.
That ain't good enough.
There's no reason I was on clear for a whole hour.
That ain't good enough. You gotta get TSA.
I just
clear.
Learned my
Everybody
lesson.
Everybody was late that day.
I had clear. I thought I was, man.
Atlanta
my partner
clear
walked
is
past
different.
Me, man, trying to flex out my boy.
What, out
boy
of Atlanta? Bang.
Nah, I was somewhere else, man. That nigga walked by me. They didn't have clear, because you know every airport don't got clear.
Yeah, TSA and so I had clear.
To, you feel me? Little regular little line. That nigga walked by me. I felt so weak.
Oh, because he had the TSA
pre-job? I get a job at the Popeyes at the airport if it get me through the motherfucking line faster. I don't give a fuck. Whatever program they come out with that can get you through that bitch faster, I want it.
TSA pre-check is not that much of a difference from clear. No, it's not.
I need it.
I need it in mad
you
airport.
Gotta
it be the same shit.
Pre-check.
You gotta get both.
Yeah, I got both.
Don't make no damn
either.
Difference.
You gotta get both of them all up.
You gotta get both of them.
They got a new shit where it's called digital ID.
Well, you can do the little face recognition. You just, that's another line.
That goes
that's quicker than all three of them niggas.
I can't use, I don't look like myself every day.
Fuck around, can't even get through.
Talking about, nigga, I am me.
That'd be the last shit I want to explain to anybody. Hey, sir, your face ain't working. Damn, man, I'm tired.
You smiling your pictures and every time you slide, you got to smile.
I can't wrap it up all night smoking blood.
Yeah.
Here go my ID. It's, say my name.
That's a dispatcher.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I miss it sometimes though.
Just go back and be part-time.
It was an easy job. Do part-time. You already qualified. You don't went through 4 months of training.
Nah, don't go back to work. Fuck you. You said you ain't your writing bag, acting bag.
Thank you.
Do them shits be coming like give you bars sometimes?
No.
Be like, you heard some tragic shit, you like, ooh. No, they ain't saying like nobody died or nothing, but it was like they survived, but it's like, bitch, I'm finna use this bar.
You I definitely mean, gotta use that bar about the little shit.
Yeah. Give my little 1%.
That little shit took me out.
Liver. You ain't never heard a nigga put that in the
rest. I never heard nobody say that shit. That was funny.
Come on, man.
Nah, I've rapped about calls that I've gotten, but I rapped in the Gaddis battle. You ain't see that battle. Yeah, I rapped in the Gaddis battle. It really be crazy. But like I said, when you get numb to it. You get numb to it. You take a call, somebody got shot. Next call, somebody not breathing. Next call, somebody having heart problems. You get used to it.
Yeah. So after you just move on that sound. Nigga not breathing. Come
it's
on, next
really,
call.
Right,
so
it's really fucking
so you done been in, what do you see your career going?
Yeah, I'm talented.
I've always saw myself in music, but then as I got older, I've always seen myself just being some type of personality. Because that's the thing that kind of kept me relevant in battle rap. Like, all right, Jazz can rap, but she also got a fire personality. Like, I feel like I do good with things that's just shown me. So acting, fuck it, I'll do acting. Like,
you got a podcast too,
man. I don't have a podcast. We had a show. We just had a show on Caffeine.
How's he doing?
He's good. I spoke to him maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's always in high spirits.
Surf, man.
But yeah, surf. Like, I just want to do stuff like that, really. And that's why I moved to LA, because I know a lot of people in LA anyway.
Right.
It's a lot of networking and shit like that. So I feel like everything's going to go
we'll
good.
Be caught up in the hype. Don't let them folks say you no dream.
Yeah. Oh, nah. Mums. Hell no.
You'll get all that, but I'll put you in the mood tomorrow. As soon as tomorrow I get here.
Meet me here. Meet me there.
You at lunch, man.
You're all right there.
Let's go get something to eat.
You in the wrong spot. I'm in Santa Monica. I'm over here. You ain't got another city, my boy.
Yeah, nah. But yeah, that's. I'm really trying to get into that because I'm not going to be battle rapping when I'm 40. Respectfully.
Why? Some people like that.
I am 40. I'm just about to start. Yeah. Fuck you, mean?
I wasn't talking about you.
Man, I woke up an old nigga. Better get my nap first. I'm like, which old nigga smack first?
Oh, okay.
Crazy.
See, this you, my nigga, he woke up an old nigga, he about to get an old nigga snack first.
That was see, that's harder. The shit I'm talking about, young
that
guy.
That was harder than anything I said.
I'm an old nigga. I gotta get my nap first. I gotta get up and eat. I
gotta take my nap first.
He like, yeah, I'm up with that. I'm like, oh, my nigga. That's gas.
This the same nigga that peed on himself about some liver shit, though.
Don't. He said that.
We in a whole nother lane. These niggas need to be battling
only
outside in the parking lot.
Your shit. Fly. I can't come up with it. I'm just piggyback on anything you say.
No. That nigga said, check my liver. I don't smoke or drink. Y'all boys said,
oh, my
that was
there you go.
Man, that was a go. Bar.
And then you got to say facts.
That's your partner.
Nah.
That's your partner.
What?
What's your social media so they can follow you and check you out?
Jazz the Rapper.
Pop your shit.
Jazz with 1Z.
Pop it.
The Rapper Regular. I hate the 2Zs, so it's Jazz 1Z.
Why you don't like 2Z?
It's ugly.
I mean, that's how you spell Jazz.
No, it's Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is like Joss.
Like Jay-Z.
See what I'm saying? That wasn't crazy?
Man, do you live a lie?
Man, check my liver. I don't smoke or drink. Facts. Get these niggas out of here. Boom. It's always that nigga in the crowd. Yo, that shit ain't hitting, my nigga. Let me rap.
Let me rap.
You boy, nigga. Come on, my nigga. That's corny.
But the crowd has got gangster, though, back then. Like, since back then, man, they would at least be like, come on, man.
Man, them
now,
niggas.
You need to act like you slip up. Come on.
Yeah, they be wild.
They on your head, bro.
I'm just saying, the fans be wild, huh?
Bro, you got to they have been through some shit. You really got to impress these motherfuckers. They done heard everything.
But it really be civilians, though.
Bro, you paid to be here. Be knowing, like, you paid to be here. Why are you acting like that?
Who are you to
let us rap. They really be civilians. Like, niggas up there talking about all them guns. Them niggas,
that's what it feel like.
Yeah, that's what it be.
They want to be on stage or they want to be on footage and be like, yeah, that was me.
That shit's funny, my nigga.
Cap. Well, there you have it, folks. Jazz the Rapper, this your first time stopping through here. We got to get you. We need the black ass
she
sharpie.
Signed it.
Oh, yeah, mine is gold. I'm the only gold one.
That bag?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, you write like a second grader.
First of all, it's a table.
Tell us.
Close.
It's a bad
brain. First of all, everybody on here write like a second grader. If you're being honest.
I'm hella homeboy.
Okay. Hey, look.
There's a bag behind you.
We got
no cap, nigga.
We got you some dope ass 85 South shit. Flex for the camera for us one time. That's all we
have. Let me see.
Just flex for the camera.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, and it's matched my hair. Let's go.
Yeah.
I needed some joggers anyway.
That's a good gift, but shit, you need. Ooh,
nah, I
need
fact, I wanted some joggers anyway.
I needed some socks.
I think that.
Oh, the crop top.
Crop cheesy.
Hello, crop top. Mommy, for real.
Yeah.
6 years, huh?
I've been wearing crop tops since I was 18. Got the t-shirts.
Come on now.
So y'all just knew I needed blue shit, huh?
Yeah.
You
okay?
Nah, I'm American.
Oh, okay.
Boom.
Match the hair. Stop playing.
Hello. Yeah. Hello, hello. And it's the right sizes, too. Y'all did that. What's this? What we got? What's this? Oh, some more leggings, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
What that say?
Bando.
No, it doesn't.
That's from the guys. That's from the guys over at the Bando.
She's talking about
Bando. How do you say it? J-O-N, you hear this, right? Don't be insulting as shit.
Bindu?
Bindu. Nah, I do like
that. No, this the thing.
This is the first.
Hold up, this the thing. Once you put the...
This
the
back? Oh!
You supposed to put the A in it. You don't get it?
The ass.
Thank you. J-O-N is a marketing genius. You gotta add your own A, ladies.
Yep.
Once you put the ass in it, it's spelled Bando.
Right.
Like that. Right. You're really a marketing genius.
We didn't want to say nothing, but since you pointed it out, so ladies, when you buy these leggings right here,
what they doing?
When you add the A, it spells Bando.
Nah, I like all of them, and they all my size too. Shout out to that.
And it left you a little room to add the A.
Appreciate this. Thank you.
Yeah, man. You know, you always welcome. I don't know what kind of socks you wear, but I was going to get you some 85 South socks.
I wear ankle socks.
Yeah, okay. Well, we don't have our ankle socks in yet.
Okay.
You can wear them socks like that when you go to sleep.
Yeah, these like one
I don't sleep with socks.
You don't sleep with socks? You sleep bad feet?
Make sure you check out them 85 South socks. We coming out with some for the fellas with the grip on the bottom so you can fuck and they'll slip out.
I need some of them motherfuckers.
Why you don't be getting no pussy?
Shit.
What he do?
I'm gonna be getting no pussy.
Check my liver, nigga.
You got to get some pussy.
Check my liver, nigga.
They gonna check your liver.
Yeah, check my liver. You see if I get some ass, man.
Young nigga with a healthy lip.
Yeah, man.
You feel me? He don't smoke or drink, ladies.
He don't smoke or drink.
Hell yeah.
You don't?
I'm already fucked
but
up.
But he ain't gonna tell you about all that cocaine he be doing. No, I'm just fucking. I wouldn't put that on.
I
wouldn't put that on.
I hope not.
I
I would put that. Niggas want, niggas always tell you what they don't do. They don't never tell you what they do.
You think somebody out there that fuck with products but don't fuck with smoking and drinking?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes.
Damn.
Quick to tell you. Look, I don't fuck with that shit.
See, the follow-up question let us know that you got some other questions about the shit you really be into.
Hell nah.
So you telling me that you really be doing that? Yeah.
You mean that for other people like me?
So other drugs is an alternative to make them look the other way.
I never thought about that.
So you gotta find a drug to keep you off drugs?
Right. You smoke, you snort powder? No, I just drink a little alcohol.
I never snorted nothing.
I don't snort. I drink.
Now I might, hey, I drink. Hey, motherfucker won't never tell you what drugs they were acting on. What was your own? Hey, you know, when I was, I was. But now that time, I ain't, I'm not.
But the time that I was.
But the time that I was, I did that. Hey.
Everybody did that. They trying to
bring somebody
else. That was that time. Everybody was doing it. That was that. You wasn't outside.
Yo, on that time.
Hey.
I stopped him because they tried to get him on it.
Yeah,
that.
I was there.
He was on it.
Hey.
He got me on it.
But when I was, I was.
I think he's about to push your leg.
I'm gonna walk here.
That's the old dope thing, look.
That leg?
I don't know me. They be like, they look like they got some cut grass.
That time?
I was there.
When your uncle, I saw it on the
tape.
I asked him what was.
This is what we do show. Over here at the 85 South Show, man. We make everybody feel welcome to come through and talk their shit.
I've seen it.
You in the city, you feel like pulling up and fucking with the guy.
Absolutely,
you know exactly
I'm with
where
it.
We at.
I'm with it.
Next time I come, you better be better. Future.
See that time? Because I want that liver. When that messed up your liver that time, that's when I got on it.
Look, man, you know exactly where we at. 85 South Show. Jazz the Rapper. DC Young Fly. Louis Bell. And always remember. Hold on.
That nigga looked at me like,
hold on. I thought you were going to say the bar. All right, fuck it. But look. Next time you see Louis Bell,
yeah,
check that nigga liver. He don't smoke or drink.
Yeah.
85 South Show, we out the business.
He don't smoke or drink.
He don't smoke or drink.
Oh,
that's
so funny, bro. That nigga was like, check my liver. And then he looked off and said, I don't smoke or drink. I was like, that shit dog. I was like,
hey, let's get the pictures, Fly.
Oh,
y'all niggas is crazy, man. That shit
was... This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends.
or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.